Okay, so I made sure I did that, and we're going to get started. Okay, so welcome to today's training. I'm Marion Buck-Murray, and thank you so much for joining me. And today, I'm going to be showing you 4 steps to conquer procrastination. And this is something that is near and dear to my heart. You know, procrastination has been something that I have struggled with for a long time. So I'm going to show you today what I did and what I show my clients to get through it. And just before we get started, just a little housekeeping. First of all, you all should have received an email with information on how to use EFT tapping. And if you haven't looked at it, no worries. But this training will be recorded. So if you're not familiar with the tapping points, you know, you can come back to this again and again and use it over and over. Okay, the second thing is if you're on the phone and you have a question or comment, you can press *2 to raise your virtual hand. So I have a monitor here, and I will be able to see your hand if you raise it. And then I can answer questions as we go along. So I will be pausing every now and then to take questions. And if you're on the webcast, you can type in your question. I will be checking back to the webcast as well to see if you have any questions every now and then. Okay, so let's get started. I'm Marion Buck-Murray, as you know, and I am a certified EFT practitioner. And I specialize in helping solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, you know, small business owners use EFT tapping in order to boost confidence, courage, and success. And so I have a question for you. Do you have something on your to-do list that you know you must get done, but you're resisting doing it? So what is it? And just bring it to mind, and you might want to write it down. But what are you resisting that you know you must get done? And my second question is this getting in the way of your success? Yes or no? I know I had a lot of things on my list that, you know, I was really procrastinating about, and it was really stopping me from moving forward. So if you're on this call, I take it you're really frustrated with procrastination, and I feel you. And if you're a solopreneur, a coach, an artist, a writer, a performer, you're in the right place. And today I'm going to show you 4 steps to conquer procrastination to help you get unstuck and get going. And so I've got to let you know, I've got a black belt in procrastination. And I'm an expert in pushing things so far away where I won't see or think about them until they never get done. And it really, you know, when I do that, it makes me feel guilty. It makes me feel lazy. And if you're anything like me, you're probably pretty hard on yourself about the things you're putting off. But chances are there are also a lot of things you don't procrastinate about, and you have to give yourself credit. And sometimes it's what we have to do for our businesses that we procrastinate about the most, and that was definitely the case for me. But I had to make my business work, and I had to get my creative flow going, and in the process, I discovered a system that really works, and that's what I'm going to share with you today. So you're going to learn how to clear brain fog so you can clarify your get-it-done-now priorities. I'm going to show you a strategy to help you stop resisting what you know you need to get done and so you can get it done. I'm going to show you a powerful way to reduce the fear that holds you back from expressing your talents and doing what you love. And I'm going to share some valuable tips to help you tap into and increase your creative flow. Okay, so Remember, right now, if you have any questions or comments, if you're on the phone, you can press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, you can type in questions. And I will be checking the questions every now and then. And I'm not seeing anything, right? Okay. All right. Okay, so let's move on. So I just want to give you a little bit of background on me, you know, when it comes to procrastination. And I wasn't always a procrastinator. I really wasn't. I got a lot of things done. But a lot has happened in my life, and that includes years of illness. And then, of course, there were the demands of motherhood, which were enjoyable, but, you know, that was a lot of work. And all of it really threw me for a loop. And so on the one hand, I was getting a lot done. So I was getting a lot done for my family, for my kids, for the schools, and, you know, for my own health. But on the other hand, I was procrastinating about everything that had to do with my career. And so it's been a long process for me of getting sick, of getting stuck, and then getting unstuck. But what I found was that even when I would start moving forward, was that I still struggled with procrastinating around my business. And so I would have a million ideas swirling around my head, but I wouldn't know where to start, and I couldn't get started. I'd have a to-do list that would grow by the minute with undone tasks. And I hated looking at it so much that I would finally delete it, only to recreate it again and again. And I mostly, you know, I would really procrastinate because things just look so way too overwhelming. How on earth was I going to do what I was planning to do? How would I ever get the training or launch my business or become the practitioner that I really dreamed of being? And luckily, I had no choice. You know, I had to make money, and I wanted to make money doing what I loved. So I got through it step by step, and I conquered procrastination. Well, almost, not quite, but almost. So here's a system that got me through, and it's something I share with my clients, you know, that really helps them. And it's the four essential steps to conquer procrastination. And again, before we go on, if you have any questions, you can raise your hand on the phone by pressing star 2. If you're on the webcast, you can type in a question, and I will be checking the questions now and then. Okay. So the first step to conquer procrastination is to clear your brain fog. Okay, so who can get anything done when their brain is foggy? And it's hard to get things done when you're not clear about what needs doing. And sometimes it's anxiety about all that needs to be done. You know, so you start looking at your to-do list and you feel a lot of anxiety that actually will put you into a distracted spin. Okay, and you can't get things done when you feel that way. So in order to get clear, it's really crucial to reduce anxiety and tension. Anxiety and tension will actually muddle your mind. Anxiety increases cortisol, which is the major stress hormone, and it drains blood from the thinking part of your brain. And so that means you can't think as efficiently. So the bottom line is that a distracted, anxious mind can't focus. And so to clear brain fog, it's important to begin to relax. And so here are some tips to help clear the fog. Number one, meditate. Try meditation if you haven't tried it before. And meditate before tackling big projects. tune into your intuition to help clarify your next steps, even if you just take a moment to do that. Meditation and tuning in will help calm and focus your mind, and the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. So if you're new to meditation, you might want to use a guided meditation of some sort, or music, or just sit quietly and tune in for a few moments. The next thing to do is to try deep breathing. Okay, so when you're looking at your to-do list or feeling really distracted, take the time to bring yourself back into your body by taking a few long, slow breaths. In and out, in and out. And this will bring you back to center. You need to be centered. You need to always want to work from a space of relaxed, centered, focused energy in order to really boost your clarity and your efficiency. And it just feels so much better and more positive. Okay, so another thing you can do is use EFT tapping to reduce stress and anxiety. And a little later, I'm going to guide you through a couple of rounds of tapping. But right now, what I want you to do is focus on the first point, which is the karate chop point. Okay? So find the karate chop point on your hand, and it's the fleshy part of your hand in between the bottom of your pinky and your wrist. And just tapping on this point will help you come back into your body and reduce the anxiety that's muddling your brain. Okay? So it doesn't matter which karate chop you tap on. I get that question a lot. I usually use my right hand because I'm right-handed to tap on my left hand, but it really doesn't matter. So what you want to do is just use your fingertips to tap on the fleshy karate chop of the other hand. And this karate chop will actually help you immediately begin to reduce cortisol, which will make it easier to focus. So right now, just tune in and close your eyes and begin to breathe deeply and begin tapping on your karate chop using the fingertips of your other hand. And just continue tapping, breathing deeply. And just notice how this makes you feel. This is a very powerful point, and it can help reduce feelings of panic. And panic can make it impossible to get to work. So the karate chop is a really good point to use whenever you need it to help you move back into your body, reduce cortisol, and so that you can focus more easily on your priorities. Okay, so right now I'm going to pause. If anybody has any questions, you can press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, you can type in some of your questions, and I will be checking them. Okay, so moving on, I don't see any questions, and you can raise your hand at any time, really, and when I see your hand raised, I will try to pause to answer your question. Okay, so the next step, step number 2. So step number 1 is clear brain fog. Step number 2 is to clear resistance. Okay, so resistance, you know, so that's the thing that, like, even when you know what you need to do, you avoid it. And this is because of resistance. And often resistance occurs when we feel like something's way too hard or too complicated, Or, you know, we also resist something when we feel someone's making us do it, you know. So there are many reasons why we resist, and it feels a little bit differently for everybody. So right now, what I want you to do is think about something you've got to do, but that you're resisting. So think of something that you're resisting doing, and you know you've got to do it. So it could be, you know, making that phone call. It could be writing that blog post. It could be, you know, displaying some type of your work out in public. Okay, so what are you resisting? And what does the resistance feel like to you? Take a moment to tune in and to really look at it. And, you know, does it look like something? Does it have, you know, a particular texture to it? Does it have a color? What does it feel like? And, you know, I'll give you an example of something that one of my clients was dealing with. You know, one of my clients is a very, very gifted educator slash healer, okay, and she works in a school district, and I mean, she's really gifted, and she works with children with special needs, and as part of her job, she has to do detailed reports, and it's something that she hates to do, because it's not really coming from the part of the brain that she likes to work with, okay, so she resists it, and she feels like it's really too complicated, and she gets in this place where the resistance just gets bigger and bigger, and she gets very troubled because she feels like she's not getting her work done. So we tapped on the feeling of resistance, the feeling of it's just too hard, and gradually she was able to release a lot of resistance that was making her work feel so hard. You know, and so once it felt easier, she began to get the reports done. And, you know, it was just amazing for her to be able to do that. Because, you know, a lot of times, you know, it's the resistance that makes things hard. But once we step through the resistance, things actually feel a lot easier than we thought. So one of the most important steps to clear resistance is to make things easier for yourself. And here are some suggestions. You know, take a complex project or task and divide it into easier steps. Just really, really easy steps. So often we look at the whole enchilada and it looks overwhelming. And so when you break it down, things feel a lot easier. And when things feel easier, there's just not as much resistance. Another thing to do for a specific project or task you're really resisting is to set a timer for an allotted amount of work time, okay? So it's just the time that you're going to work. It's not that you're trying to finish it. It's that you're working for an allotted amount of time. And so even 5 minutes will do. And you can choose to stop working when the timer goes off and then do it again and again. Or if you're really motivated, which happens sometimes, you can keep working. You know, but don't push yourself into a place where you're going to end up resenting and resisting the overwhelm. Okay, that's the point of this. And, of course, you can use EFT to tap away resistance. So right now, what I want you to do is go back to the resistance you imagined before and tune into it now. So tune into the resistance you feel about something in particular that you're avoiding. And notice how it feels. Notice what it looks like. And we're going to do a short round of tapping on this resistance. So again, if you're new to EFT tapping, I did send an email with instructions and all of that. So after this call, you can go back and look at that if you haven't looked at it yet, and then listen to this call again. But what I wanted you to do right now for this round is just tune in and follow along with me. I am going to start at the karate chop, and I'm going to repeat some phrases, and I will pause and give you time to repeat the phrase after me. And it's important to know that sometimes when you're tapping, a little bit of emotion might come up, and that's okay. Just allow it, all right? Because the tapping will help to let it go. The tapping is helping to release it. So right now, go to your karate chop point, and I'm going to guide you through the points. And I will pause between phrases to allow you time to repeat the phrase after me. So tapping on the karate chop. Even though I feel so much resistance, I accept how I feel. Still tapping on the karate chop. Even though this resistance makes me avoid what I need to do, I accept myself and how I feel. Still tapping on the karate chop. Even though this resistance makes me procrastinate, I'm open to letting it go. Okay, now go up to your eyebrow point, just tapping with two fingertips on the eyebrow point. This resistance. And move down to the side of the eye, tapping with your fingertips. Sometimes it feels so strong under the eye. It makes me want to avoid my work. Under the nose, I keep giving into it. Okay, chin point. This resistance. Okay, go to the collarbone point. Maybe I can let some of it go. Under the arm. It makes it so hard to do my work. Top of the head. This resistance. Eyebrow point. It gets in my way. Side of the eye. Maybe I can clear some of it. Under the eye. Allow some of it to release. Under the nose. Allow this to feel easier. Chin point. Allow things to flow. Collarbone point. Clearing away resistance. Under the arm. Making things easier for myself. Top of the head, so I can get things done. Okay, now take a really deep breath. And if you have any water, take a sip of water. And just notice how you feel. Go back to the resistance you were imagining. And see if anything's changed about it. Some of you might have noticed that some of the resistance actually increased, and that's not a problem. All you need to do in that instance is just keep tapping. And you can come back to this recording and do it again. Okay, so this is something that you can do, is just really feel into the resistance that you're feeling and tap on the feeling. And you don't even need to worry so much about the words. Just the feeling is important. And, you know, when you're tapping on feelings, that actually brings in the relaxation response, and it helps to deactivate the feelings that you don't like to feel. Okay, so if anybody has any questions about what we just did or any comments, if you're on the phone, press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, you can type in your questions. Okay. All right. So I guess there are no questions, so we'll just keep moving. Okay, so you've got two steps right now to help you conquer procrastination. Step one is clear brain fog. Step two is clear resistance. And now on to step three, and that's to clear fear. So now fears of failure, rejection, or even success can sabotage your best efforts to achieve your goals. And my husband is a good example. And so he's a singer, and he plays guitar, and he's actually really good. But his stage fright prevented him from participating in open mic nights. And for him, it was the fear of judgment, the fear of failure, and as he says, the fear of falling on his face. And it would just stop him every time. But he was getting really frustrated, holding himself back. And he began to use EFT tapping to tap on the feeling of fear. And after a while, you know, not very long, in fact, it was very, very quick, he was able to summon the courage and the confidence to participate in his first open mic night. And, you know, that was just an experience for him that felt so amazing. You know, when we overcome our fears and do something that we really want to do, it's just the best feeling. And, you know, that was just the beginning for him. The bottom line is that fear paralyzes. And so here are tips. You know, like that's the thing, to really, really understand that so clearly, is that that's a biological response. The fight or flight, the freeze response. Fear can paralyze us. And so until we begin to clear the feelings of fear, it's going to be really hard to get ourselves to where we want to go. So here are some tips to help you increase your confidence and reduce your fear. And the first tip is to really stay present and focus on one step at a time. So often, you know, we're sitting there fearing what we're not even doing. So when we stay in the moment and we focus at what we're actually doing in the moment, this in itself will actually help you diminish fear. So notice where your thoughts are when you're in fear, and just realize, am I in the moment or am I thinking about something that's actually making me afraid? And bring yourself back into the moment and maybe use some EFT tapping or some breathing to help you come back into the moment and focus on what you're doing. The next thing is to embrace your mistakes, as hard as that might be, and know that you learn from your mistakes. We all learn from mistakes, and mistakes are just information. And so the more that you can embrace that, the easier it will be for you. And, you know, sometimes it's just the fear of making a mistake that holds us back. But if a mistake is just information, then, you know, what's the problem right there, right? Okay, another thing that you can do is to bring to mind your unique reasons for accomplishing your goals. Not other people's reasons, but allow your reasons to really fuel your passion. And when we really tap into our passion, it helps us conquer the fear that holds us back. I mean, passion is so important. And, you know, sometimes we forget when we're in the fear that what we're doing, what we really want to do is express our talents and our passion. So when you tap back into that and really, 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 you know, believe in what you're doing, it helps you move forward. There's power in that. And of course, you can use EFT tapping to clear feelings of fear. It's actually an incredibly powerful way to do it. And so, you know, we're not going to step into a lot of fear during this call. What we're going to do is look at fear in a different way. And this is a way that I love to work with fear. And it's to put all of the fear relating to maybe a particular topic. So it might be, you know, somehow, you know, maybe if you have fear about promoting yourself, for example, you could put all the fears related to that into an imaginary bag. And once the fears are in the bag, you can tap in order to reduce the intensity of the fear. Okay, so the fear goes into the bag, and you're not really stepping into it. You're actually kind of separating yourself from the fear by putting it in the bag. So we're going to try that right now with a tapping round. And what I want you to do is bring up some of the fears that are holding you back. You might imagine fears about a particular project you're working on. And you might have fears of rejection, fear of failure, fear of success. You know, put them all in an imaginary bag. Your bag can look whatever, you know, whatever you want your bag to look like. And notice what it looks like for you. And if you, you know, kind of close your eyes if you want to and tune in, look at the bag and notice what it's trying to tell you. Is it jumping up and down, yelling at you? Okay, so, you know, sometimes that's what it will do for me. So let's do a quick round of tapping on your bag of fear. Okay, so just tune in. Take a deep breath. And remember, the point of this round is to diminish your fear. You don't need to step into it. And for the purpose of this round, just choose things that aren't too, choose fears that aren't really, really super scary. Okay, so we're going to start at the karate chop. Tune into that bag of fear and just imagine it. And it might help if you close your eyes and I will guide you through the points again, just as I did before. So starting at the karate chop. Even though I have this bag of scary fear, I accept how I feel about it. Tapping on the karate chop. Even though I'm scared of these fears, they're in the bag now. And I'm okay. Still tapping on the karate chop. Even though these fears can stop me, I'm open to releasing them. Okay, now go up to your eyebrow point, this bag of fear, side of the eye. It tells me not to move forward. Under the eye. It stops me in my tracks. under the nose. I'm tired of looking at it. Chin point. It's all in the bag now. Collarbone point. This bag of fears. I can do what I want with it. Under the arm. I'm in control. Top of the head. Maybe I can allow it to empty and release. Eyebrow point. Maybe I can throw it away. Side of the eye. It's my bag of fears, and I can let go of them. Under the eye. I'm ready to let release some fear, as much as is ready to go. Under the nose. These fears that get in my way. Chin point. I can tap away these fears. Collarbone point. It's okay to let them go. Under the arm. It's okay to move forward. Top of the head. It feels good to be free of fear. Okay, now take a deep breath. And notice how you feel. And if you have any residual fear or any intensity, just keep tapping a little bit on your karate chop or on the collarbone point to help reduce it. And you can always come back to this part and listen to it again. So if you have any questions or comments, press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, type in your question. Okay, so we are going to go on to the next step. And so right now, you have three steps to conquer procrastination. Step number one is to clear brain fog. Step number two, clear resistance. And step number three is to clear fear. And now one of my absolute favorite steps, and this one is crucial. Step four is to increase your creative flow. And, you know, sometimes it can feel really so hard to tap into our creative flow. I know that. I've been there. And I'll tell you, the one thing that will crush your creative flow is your inner critic. That critic, you know, that tells you that you have to be perfect, or that your work isn't good enough, or that you'll screw things up. You know, I had a client, I have a client who's a graphic designer, and her inner critic was constantly getting in her way. And it was pinching off her creative flow. We worked together using my Tame Your Inner Critic method to help her release the critic and tap into her flow. And it just, you know, just doing that, it made it so easy for her to begin to create more and more and more products. And a big part of transforming the inner critic is changing it into a positive form of encouragement. And we all need a lot of encouragement in order to really tap in to creative flow. But how often do we actually give it to ourselves? You know, we give it to children. We might give it to our family members. But how often do we actually give it to ourselves? And, you know, I have, you know, when I work with clients and I'll start saying, okay, tell me some things that you really like about yourself. Tell me some areas where you're really strong. I notice that a lot of times that's where my clients begin to hold back. Because it's really easy for us to tell everybody what's wrong with us. Well, sometimes, maybe not. But, you know, it's really hard sometimes to say what we're good at and to really encourage ourselves. But it's such a crucial step, you can't leave it out. So here are some suggestions to tap into your creative flow. Now, number one is to bring to mind your previous accomplishments. Notice all the good feelings you felt when you accomplished what you accomplished. Okay, so make a list. You know, write them down. You don't have to do it right now. But just do it at some point soon after this call. And make a list of the things you have accomplished that you felt proud about. And keep it handy. And really tap into and note the feelings that you felt as a result of getting those things done. And what you want to do is work from this place of positive energy. It's to always bring yourself back to a positive place of energy when you're doing your work. The next thing you can do is visualize yourself accomplishing your task. So visualization is a really powerful tool to help you get to where you want to be. And the more you're able to see yourself doing what you want to do, the more you'll believe you can do it and the more you'll go for it and the more ideas will come to you. And I really can't express how important this is. And I use visualization all the time. And sometimes, you know, if I'm working on something really hard, I might just visualize seeing myself having an easy time at it, having the creative flow just, you know, flow easily. So another thing you can do is to build momentum by knocking off a series of small tasks. You know, just really, really tiny tasks. So you can go back to the resistance step, right? And get some tasks that you have, you know, defined from a bigger project that you're doing and make them even smaller. And then just line them up and bang them out. And once you get going, the ideas will start flowing. And that's the thing. We have to take action in order for new ideas to come to us. And when we stay stuck, the ideas and the flow get stuck too. Okay, so taking little bits of action will really help to get the flow, the creative flow going again. And then finally, of course, you can use EFT tapping to tap in empowering affirmations. And I'm not talking about affirmations that you don't believe. Use affirmations that you can really believe in. You can also tap in the way that you want to feel. So, for example, I love feeling confident. I love feeling productive. I love getting things done. You know, all of these things that you want to get done or you want to feel. You know, you can tap in the positive, you know, what you want to see for yourself. And that will help you increase the feelings. So EFT tapping can be used to decrease the feelings you don't want and increase the feelings that you do want. So right now, we are going to do one last quick round of tapping. And this one's going to be really quick. And what I want you to do is just go right up to your eyebrow point. And using your fingertips, we're going to start right there. Just follow along. And I'll pause after each phrase to allow you time to repeat it. Okay, so tapping on the eyebrow point. I love feeling confident. side of the eye. I love getting things done. Under the eye. I love the feeling of creative flow. Under the nose. I have so much to offer. Chin point. It feels so good to express my true talents. Collarbone point. The more I encourage myself, the more confident I feel. Under the arm. I love feeling confident. Top of the head. I love tapping into my creative flow. Okay. So take a very deep breath. And have a sip of water. And just notice how that feels for you. And you can make up any script that you want, you know, and tap in these affirmations that you really believe about yourself on a daily basis. And to get yourself into that, you know, increased vibration, into that better feeling when you do your work. And when you're feeling good about your work, that's when you do your best work. So if you have any questions or comments right now, again, I invite you, there are a lot of you here, to press star 2 to raise your hand. And if you're on the webcast, you can type in your question. Okay, so I'll just take a moment now. Okay, so I have, I have a question from, I think, Minnesota, Marshall, Minnesota. You're on the line?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Hi, Marianne. This is Faye.
Oh, hi, Faye. How are you?
Hi. I just wanted to tell you I thoroughly enjoyed your whole session. It was really, really good. And when I did the part about releasing, I did it on a hot air balloon, releasing my fears. So I saw myself putting all my fears into a hot air balloon and then letting the hot air balloon float away.
Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah, that one worked out really good. I saw myself just kind of laying out in the grass and just kind of letting it all go in that balloon. And then I wanted to tell you, too, that I do positive affirmations a lot. But when I felt like when I was doing the tapping with them, I felt like it just really added a lot more. Like I could feel the difference. So I just want to thank you for that because now when I do my positive affirmations, I will always be adding the tapping in.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things like we can say them and it's our brain working. And when we tap in, it's our whole energy feeling and our subconscious that begins to believe it. And I just love that about the hot air balloon. And, you know, that's something that I'm probably going to want to use because that's...
Sure,
that's
you go ahead. You use it.
You know, it's perfect because everybody has different things and I have to choose one. I mean, you know, I've worked with people who have a box. They have things that they throw in the ocean. You know, there's just all kinds of things that people do with this. But that's a beautiful, beautiful metaphor. So thank you so much for sharing that.
Yes, and I just, you know, I've done EFT before, but like listening to you today just kind of, it's so easy for things that we know we should do to get to the back of our minds, and it's like, so it just helps bring it to the forefront of my mind to remember to use it again, so I appreciate that.
Yes, yes, I know. It's like bringing it to, you know, bringing it up there and just looking at it and saying, you know, what am I really avoiding here? And that can really help. So thank you so much, Faye. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. So next question. I'm getting good at this teleseminar stuff. Okay, so you are on the line. I think it's Sherry.
Hey.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, thank you so much. I wanted to just say this was so incredibly helpful to me, and you made me actually feel like I am not the only person in the world that has these major problems with procrastination. So, yeah, I was like, oh, my gosh, she's in my head. She's talking directly to me. And the thing that really was the best for me was when we did the first chopping point on just the letting go of the brain fog and that kind of just calming thing. I could really feel that help me instantly as we were doing that. And so that was very helpful. And like say, I've kind of done some EFT before, but this was just so specifically helpful for me. And thank you for sharing your kind of experience with procrastination, because like I said, I feel like I felt like I was the only one that was that terrible at procrastination.
Yeah.
It's great to have this resource, so thank you very much.
Oh, you're so welcome, and thank you for your comments. I really, really appreciate them. And you know, that karate chop point is incredibly powerful. You know, I've worked you know, I had an experience one time where somebody was having a panic attack, and I just said, you know, okay, start tapping on your karate chop point, and that helped. And so It's just got a lot of power, and we can use it in the moment. We can use it no matter where we are, too, you know. So you can even use it in the car. You know, it's
I'm
one
actually
of those...
in the car right now. Yeah. So I was doing my little things as I'm driving, fortunately, the rural interstate. So I don't have to worry too much about cars. But, yeah, it was really, really helpful. So I'm going to definitely remember that one and pull that out a lot. But, yeah, it was great. Very good stuff.
Oh, great. Great. So thank you so much for your comments. I really appreciate them, Sherry. So have
You're
a nice
welcome.
Day. Okay.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So now I'm going to check on the webcast and see if there are any questions. Ah. Amy says, great job. I love the examples of strategies to try as well as the scripts for the EFT points. Thank you, Amy, for saying that. I really appreciate that. Okay. So before we end, I just want you to know that when it comes to procrastination, above all, have compassion for yourself. Any form of procrastination is a call for deeper understanding and acceptance of yourself. And so this doesn't mean giving into it. It means acknowledging your feelings and helping yourself release them. So take a good look at how procrastination is interfering with your success. Imagine what your life would be without it. And I've given you a lot in this training to help you conquer procrastination. But this is only a sample of how much you can clear to get where you want to be. So if you'd like to explore this further, I'd like to invite you to sign up for a free 30-minute Unleash Your Creative Genius Clarity call. And in our call, I will help you pinpoint exactly what's holding you back, and I will give you suggestions for your next best steps. The call also includes a mini tapping round based on your needs. So to schedule your call, you can go to my website at marianbuckmurray.com. That's MarianBuckMurray.com. And on the home page, if you scroll all the way down to the bottom of the text, you'll find a link to the application for the call. So just click on that link, and you can answer the questions in the application, submit it, and then I'll get back to you to schedule a call. So I'm opening up some spots during the next couple of weeks. So don't wait to get in touch if this is something that you really want to do. And again, if there's any questions, you know, you can still press star 2. I can take another question or enter it in the webcast. Just going to look at the Q&A. I must say I'm getting really good at this, this instant teleseminar. So I'm remembering to look where I need to look to do everything I need to do. Okay. So, no, I don't see any more questions. So that's about all for today. So remember, if you're interested in that free call, with some mini tapping round, just, you know, go to that page on my website and click on the link to apply. And thank you so much for joining me today. The replay of this will be, I'll send it to you in a little bit. And thank you. And goodbye.